With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past two decades. We must be vegetarian and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
We have enough. We have too much. Our world is still very rich, very, very rich in everything. In minerals and in all kind of resources. Even if we don't have oil, we find something else to run our cars. The UFOs, they don't have oil. They don't need oil. Can you carry oil enough from Mars up to here? Anyhow, the nearest. It is as near as our fuel can go and come back. Anyhow, it's not that near, actually. It's not from, like from here to Hong Kong. We all know. There are different kind of fuel that we can use for different purpose. In the higher world, they don't need oil like us. It's too troublesome. Yeah, and too heavy. They use different energies. Not necessarily the sun energies. We have other kind of energies, which is in the atmosphere. I think some scientists have begun to find out, but has not been put to use. Our planets, as long as we still have some people who has this kind of mentality, we go nowhere into the future, into the worlds of the civilization. Into the worlds of a worthwhile human life, the true, dignified, and respected human life. Very difficult. Therefore, I think our job is also not very bad. Huh? We try to educate people, at least to be honest, to work hard, to rely on themselves, and to find the wisdom. So even whatever small works they do it with heart, with devotion. And even if they couldn't do that work, at least they are honest to the society. They don't cheat people, they don't make trouble, they are patient, and they serve. Our motive is actually not to run away from our duties or from our earth. It's just that if we could not stay here and if we could not change it, then we have to go. Right? So, if you love our world, if you're a down-to-earth person, if you think the earthians people are still worthwhile, trustworthy, then save them. Save them with your wisdom, with what you know about the practice, about compassion, about love, about Guan Yin method. That is our duty. And even after all, if everyone changes into Guan Yin and vegetarian eater, you still don't like this planet. Well, other planets are ready. Yeah, other places are waiting for you. The best glory you find in meditation, in bettering yourself, in making yourself become a very beautiful citizen of this world. Our worlds can become as beautiful as Nirvana. It is that the world people don't work toward otherwise. This can be as beautiful as any Nirvana can be. All the money we waste it in arms, in wars, in killing each other, in capturing each other, chasing each other around the world, we can use to pave all the streets in the whole planet and plant all the beautiful trees, all the exotic flowers and the most nutritious fruit and food. Even just to look at. Yeah, I don't need to eat. If we have too much, you can look at them and let them fall down and decompose and become fertilizer again by their own. And we can smell the fragrance and we look at our planet, make them become a beautiful paradise. Our roads does not need to be paved in crystal, gold, like the word of Amitabha Buddha. We will be contented with cement, or with, the black tar. Yes, yes, yes. It's clean and it's good enough for us. We can walk, no mud. Yeah, but even mud is beautiful too. Yes, if it's clean, if no garbage flying around, if no radioactive batteries running all over places, if no plastic rubbers infiltrate the whole areas, if no gasoline car pollution pumping in our nose, right? We can use money, resource, energy to invest in science, to find a way to run our cars better than we do now, to find a way to give people more security and share equally. Right now we also have a few very good leaders. I myself also like them, so that the world at least has some light, has some good instruments for God to work through. At least our world won't become hell. Anyhow, if we could not help the world in a different ways, then we meditate. We better ourselves. We moralize our standard. That is also a great help. In the world, when it's full of wickedness and injustice, if we have so many such a group of beautiful people who don't even kill lives of animals, who eat sparingly even of vegetarian diet, who don't be so greedy of anything, and who helps when he can and in his own ability, his fellow beings, initiate or non-initiates, then we already do great service to this world. By and by, slowly, others will take our examples. We teach by example, not by words.
If you think we're entering the golden age, then is the world going to be better?
Our world would have been much better even already if the people of this world have accepted many of the inventions 100 years ago, not just now. But then, you know, people are jealous of each other sometimes, even among the great people, scientists or business or enterprise. They're jealous of each other and they make problems. Sometimes they destroy all this invention. Sometimes they destroy the inventor. Sometimes they cover it up, but sometimes they distort it up. So our world has less than we should have. They have a lot of environmental protection group, you know, like Greenpeace or whatever green, a lot of green different countries. But you know, yeah, people have to be taught, you know, from a case like this, what are responsible, what the responsibility, yeah, we should take upon ourselves. They go to school all right, but they don't learn this. People say, okay, look, we cut trees, okay, we need it. Now we cut trees, we cut one tree, we plant two trees. Anyhow, like, they cut down a lot of trees, and it's murderous now, the weather. You know, in the U.S., a lot of people die this summer because of the heat, and they still don't heed the warning yet. They still cut trees and then do all kind of harm. to the environment, and the chemicals and all that, you cannot stop them all yet. Not all at once. It sounds good, like you plant two trees every time you cut one tree. But the one tree you cut is taking 100 years to grow. The two trees you plant take 100 more years to produce such an ability to balance the good air that the old tree has been capable of. If the Amazon forests are cut down and they plant another forest again, we have to wait a few 100 years for the trees to grow into such a capacity in order to produce oxygen and neutralize the toxin in the air, the way the Amazon trees are. You know, it's not like you can cut any tree and plant it and it will be the same. The size may be the same, but the capacity is not the same. Except for a few genius, we all grow wiser with age. You see what I mean? The size may be the same, the face look the same, but the wisdom is not the same. The experience is not the same. Similarly, trees need time to be able to neutralize the toxin in the air and to produce the balance that we need to survive. So many things people who, apart from spiritual, and we cannot do much. You see what I mean? We cannot stop all these people to cut down trees and amass riches for themselves at the cost of ourselves and our children. See what I mean? I think the new business, they provide a lot of work for other people, but at the same time, the damage a lot, you know, and much more long-term to this planet, because of producing waste, you know, cutting down enormous trees, which is the lifesaver of this planet. Yeah. If we keep cutting like this, you know, our planet might become Mars, you know, like Mars very soon. It's all dust and gas and toxins, huh? And pollution, then we might not be able to live. What do you think Mars has been? Huh? Well, maybe Mars was like us before, until we finished it. We do the best we can and hope in the world we learn, huh? And spread out whatever information you can to whoever you know. At least physically, okay? Don't cut down trees too much, you're killing yourself and your children and your grandchildren. Even if you have a lot of money now, you cannot buy their lives back. Later when they become skin cancer and they're sick or you're sick or the heat will kill all of us. You know, maybe you spread out whatever you know. You know what you can do with your kids? You can go on TV and talk about what you think. Yeah, there are kids' program. You write to the producer that I have something to say. Try. Maybe they don't thank you, but maybe they will. All of you can try. Go up and talk about spiritual things, about environmental protection. Maybe people listen to kids more. In the most industrial country, you can find a cow and they force her to take a lot of chemical things to produce more milk. Or they force them, they put some medicine or something to push them to take more milk. And then the consequence, their bones are rotten. They could hardly support their body. Many of the cows' intestine falls out. Their stomach falls out. And they couldn't hardly walk because their bones are so weak. They produce too much milk. I don't think we should survive at the cost of anybody else's suffering. Even if the suffering of a cow. I don't like the inhuman way that people treat a cow, you see? And they put too much chemical things in the body of a cow also to make them grow bigger than they're supposed to. And it's very heavy for a cow, and he fell and he gets sick and his organ comes out of his body, and when they want to stitch them back, they don't even give them anesthesia or anything. And I don't like all this inhuman and civilized way of treating an animal who is beneficial to mankind, who is so kind and so gentle. But it seems like God doesn't want us to take animal stuff anymore. They have now mad cow disease and all kind of chicken stuff. all kind of little things going on in the market right now. That this is very terrible. Like people now, they don't eat even chicken or pork or whatever in many countries, including Europe and United States, because of so many toxins. This is a new substance. It's very, very, very dangerous. They give people cancer. Yeah, hormone also, very terrible. Yeah. And now they put some more in a vegetable also. Yeah, they put hormone in corn. Hormone everywhere. Yeah, to make it fatter. Or more carbs. It may be good for a while, we can feed the world the hunger, but I don't know any longer if it's good or not. You know, this unnatural chemical, you know. I mean, chemical everywhere now, it's not much natural anymore. In many of the spiritual community, they grow their own food. Organic, yes, microbiotic, whatever that is. Organic grow, huh? Yeah, whatever you like to do is fine. You know? There's not enough salute in our group, just that you should, if you want to follow this way, whatever you can change it. You see, for example, meat diet, you can change, then you change, you see, for example. And quitting smoke, you can change that, and we don't even force you to do it immediately. Anything you can change for better of your life, you change, you see. With meditation, you can meditate 2.5 hours a day, that's good for you. Anything you can change, you change.
Right. Okay. We enjoyed your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, where we'll learn how to make delicious vegan pancakes. Up next is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, after Noteworthy News, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Heaven bless and farewell for now.